Blog Talk Radio. Hey, shalom, shalom. Saints of the Most High Yah. Hallelujah. All glory, all praise, and honor to the Most High Yah. This is Elder Donnie here. I'm your host for the evening of this edition of the Brother Segment, where we contend for the faith. Hallelujah. Let me know how I'm coming in your area, Saints, if you guys can hear me at all. If someone will be so kind as to put it in the chat, whether you can hear me or not, zero if no sound. Let me get between 1 to 10, depending on how you're hearing this audio. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Sister Green. Got a 10. Thank you, Sister Brittany. Got a 10 there. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. It's always an honor, always a privilege to be here with you, Saints, and just honored. Glory to the King. It's just a beautiful day in the Most High. Y'all, what a wonderful time it is to be a child of the King. Hallelujah. Be a part of this restoration, this regeneration. Hallelujah. The Father drawing his people back unto him. Glory to the King. So thank you all for participating. Even throughout the remainder of the broadcast, if you guys, if anything, drop off or if anything, if it's too muffled or even if I'm reading in the phone, I got this boom mic on. So if I need to adjust it, I'll do that. Hallelujah. So I'd appreciate the feedback. So thank you all for that. Glory to the King. Thank you, Sister Dorothy King. Hallelujah. The co-host. Thank you. Hallelujah. We're going to get started here. It's not going to delay too much longer. Just wanted to make sure you guys can hear me. And hallelujah. We'll start out by reading, as I always do, from the Psalms here. And we're going to start at Psalms 119. But first, I want to give all praise and all honor to Most High Yah. Just thanking him for all things that he's been doing for us and has done. He's been really good to us, Saints. Hallelujah. And better to us than we can even have been to ourselves or even can imagine. That's why it's always good to give thanks, even in whatever situation that you find yourself. Give thanks to the Most High Yah, because he's good, and his mercy, it endured forever. Hallelujah. Grateful for our beloved shepherd, Pastor Charles Dowell, and his labor of love, which doesn't ever end. Hallelujah. He shows us how to be, you know, how to give all. And we're so grateful for that. We thank Yah for Pastor Corey as well and all of his work, all of his labor. Hallelujah. And it's our job to continue to keep them lifted and continue to be there for them in whatever capacity we possibly can to help them in the work. Hallelujah. All of the teacher Shane, all of the elders and deacons, bless you all. And all of the heads of assemblies and all my brothers and sisters all over in Israel. Hallelujah. The beloved of Yah, those of you who are called to be saints, and those of you who are here in this last hour. Hallelujah. All praise to Yah for you. Saints, just forgive me just a little bit. My voice, it may be off a little bit. Just getting over a little bit of a cold or whatever it was. It hit me pretty strong and it rocked me. So I'm just thankful to even have my voice back, even at this time. So just bear with me, and we'll get through it. Hallelujah. But thank you all for being here this evening. Hallelujah. So we'll go over here to Psalms. Psalms 19, starting verse 111. And it says, "Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined mine heart to perform your statutes always, even unto the end. I hate vain thoughts, but your law do I love. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. Depart from me, you evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my Yah. Uphold me according unto your word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto your statutes continually. Thou hast trodden down all them that err, from your statutes. From their deceit, for their deceit is falsehood. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore I love your testimonies. My flesh trembleth for fear of you, and I am afraid of your judgments. Hallelujah. Yeah, I mean, he's business. Hallelujah. He definitely is not playing. Hallelujah. For those who don't keep his law, it's not going to be a good thing for them. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful that we're learning so much about, you know, his laws, learning so much about his essence and who he is, causing us to have a greater appreciation, more respect, more reverence, more honor for him, because it's who he is. Hallelujah. He was so kind enough and gracious enough to leave us instructions, hallelujah, so that we're not just here existing, but we have righteous laws, righteous rules, righteous judgments, hallelujah, to keep us set apart from the other nations, hallelujah. Glory to the King. Excuse me, sons. Psalms 121, and starting at verse 1. It says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from Yahweh, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Yahweh is the keeper, thy keeper, excuse me. Yahweh is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. Yahweh shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. And verse 8 says, Yahweh shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Hallelujah. So we need to keep that in mind, saints, too, about our Creator, who he is, remembering that there is no other mighty one but our Yah. And we need to keep that in our minds often, who Yah is. We need to take time daily to sit back and just really reflect on the goodness of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Not so much caught up into the distractions of this life, the cares of this world, and even the doom and gloom of the fear of this life. But we need to rejoice. Hallelujah. Sure, we mess up, we make mistakes, and we fall short, right? But look how this word talks about how good Yah is and how faithful he is, right? Especially those of us who obey him, striving, right, to enter in at the straight gate. He's not going to leave us. And we got to remember that. Today I'm going to talk a little bit about, you know, just us, and just want to really encourage us, saints, this evening in this journey, not to be so focused on our faults and our imperfections and our shortcomings and all of these things that can weigh us down, that can really distract us, that can keep us from doing the things that we should do. You know, we are embarking upon a very important time of the year, of this season. That's coming up, most holy time for us, Israel, most sober and set apart time. Hallelujah. And it's for us, Israel, who are invited unto the most holy feast of the Most High Yah, as we, prepare yet for another rehearsal. Hallelujah. For things to come. Let's consider this, you know, many of us who've been around for some time, right, or any length of time. Let's say this, and I don't know this for sure, so I'm not saying that. What if the Father is closing the door as far as whom he is calling unto him? How much more serious will we be living if we knew that, you know, that this thing is winding down? Sure, we can see that it's about to rain. We see that it's cloudy. We see the thunder. We see the light. We see it. We see it's right there, the coming of Messiah, right? How should we be living, saints of the Most High, y'all, knowing these things? Wouldn't we take this even more so seriously going into, especially this time that we're going into now, and especially what we have been learning these past few weeks, getting really deep into the crevices of our wicked hearts, right? And the Father showing us the workings of the enemy, and that we're not, so that we are not ignorant of the devil's devices. It's very serious, a time that's upon us, Israel. Glory to the King. And I was just sitting there reflecting on it and thinking about it. Here we are yet again. Can't approach it the way we did last year. Hallelujah. We got to be more sober minded. We got to be anticipating and expecting more. Hallelujah. So much has been given to us. So much more is going to be required of us. Hallelujah. So it's a joyous time. It's a beautiful time, but also we got to be serious about it. Glory to the King. Let me just double check. See how sound and everything is coming through. Hallelujah. All right. Still on point. Still on target. All right. Glory to the King. Remember, a few things that we should be working on in this time. We should be working on these things as the feast approach. Number one, repentance, right? How the word talks about godly sorrow, work of repentance, right? Never to be repented of again. Going before Yah, being transparent. Hallelujah. Sick and tired of the sin. Cleansing, purging our hearts and minds. We've been given the tools. We've been given the info. Now it's up to us to take action and to do. We should also be approaching this time with a heart of expectation, saying that I believe, and asking the Father to please help us in any unbelief. Hallelujah. During this time of Yom Teruah, the Day of Trumpets, the Feast of Trumpets is a call to repentance. And from the time of the blowing of the trumpet until the Day of Atonement, it's a time for us to reflect on repentance. We need to be doing a deep cleaning of our souls and spirit. What this does is prepare us for the Day of Atonement. Hallelujah. And so I'm going to just stop right there, all right? Because like I said, this is a time for some deep cleaning. We should be doing some serious reflecting of our souls and our spirit, right? Especially, as I just mentioned, the amount of information that we've been receiving. And here's the thing with all of that, saints, it can get ugly. It can get ugly before it gets better, before it gets pretty, and before you can see, you know, any change or any kind of light in all of it. Especially if you're really searching and you can see, like, dang, man, that's what's been going on all that time. That's what, man, I've been falling short for so long in this area and this been going on and that. Or maybe you may have made some mistakes along the way and you've done it over and over and over again. And you're just having a difficult time, you know, just overcoming. You realize you got to go back and do this test over and over again. You lack self-control in some area. It's not a time to beat yourselves up, saints. That's not what this is all about. You know, I was talking to a brother just the other day, and you know, we had a conversation, a really good conversation, and the whole conversation could be summed up in this one word, and it's talking about forgiveness, but it's forgiveness of self. You know, what we have to do is learn how to forgive ourselves, Israel, right? Because we all fall short, we make mistakes. None of us are perfect. We're perfect in the state in which we're in, right? We'll admit that and know that we're not perfect, but then when we fall short or we do something wrong or we beat ourselves up. We allow the enemy to come in with all of this garbage and foolishness in our minds, take us way lower than what we want to go. We become defenseless, and we don't fight against the enemy. We take all of that foolishness and nonsense that the enemy put into our minds, and then we run with it. You know what I mean? And we forget what Yah says about us and who we are, right? It's very difficult you know, for us to get any kind of deliverance if we don't forgive, and especially ourselves. That's one of the things I think that is so difficult even for us to even say out of our mouths, right, that I forgive myself. I forgive myself. Acknowledge, hey, I am wrong. Hey, I am flawed, fallible. I have all these imperfections. Yes, but then accept it and move on, right? Repent of it, confess, and then move on. Walk into the newness of life. Speak life into the situation. Let me read a couple of notes that I got here. All right, let me see where we at also. I'm going to just keep referring. I have to, thanks, because I'm actually doing this on my phone here, so it's taking me just a second. And I'm checking everything. I'm checking text messages. I'm checking. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. God bless you all, saints. And I didn't. Hallelujah. We good. We're going to move forward. Hallelujah. We're already into it, but I pray y'all are doing well and y'all are encouraged. Hallelujah. This day. So all glory, all praise, and honor to the King. This is generally a person's demons cannot be cast out if he/she has unforgiveness in their heart. The opposite of unforgiveness is forgiveness. True repentance is required, especially for yourself, to break strongholds, sever protecting spirits, and defense coping mechanisms. Self-forgiveness involves deliberately choosing to let go of feelings of resentment, guilt, and shame, and release yourself out of debt. Self-bitterness prevents us from forgiving ourselves. Think about how Yah forgave you. Yah forgave us, but we won't forgive ourselves, right? If you can't forgive yourself, then how can you love your brother? And if you can't love your brother, then how can you love Yah, right? Because Yah said it. He said, you're sitting there so much you love me, but you can't even love your brother who's there with you. No, it ain't happening like that. You can't love your brother because you can't love yourself. You see the spiral that it goes down? It's serious. All right, and we look at Genesis real quick. Let me go to Genesis real quick. Genesis chapter 1. And I'm going to go to verse 26 real quick. And it says, "And Yah said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So Yah created man in his own image. Now listen to that. Yah created man in his own image. In the image of Yah created he him. Male and female created he them. Now that's saying quite a bit, right? So if we hate ourselves ultimately and we're bitter with ourselves, right? And we don't forgive, then what does that say? That's reflecting that right back to Yah, right? Is that not right? And we're saying I don't appreciate nothing. I don't want to hear nothing you have to say. I don't want to hear none of your promises, none of that. I'm just going to accept the fact that I'm imperfect, that I make mistakes, that I fall short. All of these things that the enemy has lied to you. You're going to accept that over the King of Glory. I think we need to change our mind. I think we need to change our outlook on things. Everything is not all doom and gloom. Hallelujah. We're on this journey. We're on this path of perfection, working, right, where we are and growing. There's so much to be desired, right? And we got to understand that and know that. Not saying that we're taking this road and this step of mediocrity and we're going to just stay in a low state. No. But when you fall, get up. Nobody said that this road would be easy, right? And saints, this just serves as a reminder to all of us, right, and encouragement to continue on in this journey, to continue on the fight. I don't care what the enemy tell you. You know you can hear his voice when he tells you stuff like, oh, you ain't no good. You're not smart enough, right? You're not, no, you can't do that. You don't have enough knowledge in that area. You're not this. You're not strong enough. You know what I mean? No, you wasn't raised. No, all of this stuff that the enemy can bring and put before your eyes. Yeah, it may seem, it may even be telling the truth, but it's an unrighteousness. And you got to know that. You got to know where you're at. You got to know where the Father has brought you from, right? You got to understand and know the work that he's doing in you. And remind yourself of what he says about you. Hallelujah. And let's do just that. In Psalms 139, starting at verse 14, it says, I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works. You hear that? Marvelous are the works of Yah. Marvelous are you, saints of the Most High Yah. And that my soul knoweth right well. So this man knew. He knew better than that. These are the workers of Yah. They are perfect. They are wonderfully made, right? He don't make no mistake. Every good and perfect gift comes from above. He knows you and in all your imperfections and all your weaknesses. He knows this. This frame is but dust. He knows this. But when you are weak, then you are made strong. Cast your cares upon, he careth for you. See, we do too much on our own strength. Yeah, if you look at yourself, yeah, we can't do it on our own. Nah, it'd be a terrible display of any kind of power, of any kind of intellect, anything. We cannot do it on our own. And I think that's where we fall short at, because it's so much of us. But he tells us to lean not to thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him. Acknowledge him. He said, yeah, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. But he also said, learn of me, right? Learn of me. Learn. He said, I'm not going to put too much on you than what you can bear, right? So as we approach this time, right, as we're doing deep cleaning and we're doing some deep searching, and we see, what we see and what we find is ugly. It's, oh, my Father. Instead of taking that approach and whining and complaining or just being sad, be thankful. You know what, Father? Thank you. Hallelujah. Now I see myself. You've given me something to work on. Hallelujah. You know what? That is true. You know what, Father? I did. I messed up again. I didn't. You know what? Yes. I was operating in fear here, and for so long I was blinded to it. So long, I didn't even know what it was, Father. I didn't know about this Rahab spirit. I didn't even know, Father, about the anger that I had going on. You know what? Thank you. Now that I have something to work on, it's going to allow me to get clean. It's going to allow me to get that much closer to you. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. How about giving rejoicing, right, in whatever situation that we find ourselves in? King, hallelujah, hallelujah. So that's how we got to change our minds to start thinking and looking at things. But one of the things I really want to really harp on is that self-forgiveness, forgiving yourself. Hallelujah. And I just had to be real and honest with my own self in that area about forgiving myself, you know. You know, I say this because it was really And honestly, it's not until I'm looking back on it that it has so much more impact than even the time when it happened. You know, it was a few years ago, Saints. Give me just a second. I'm not going to forget this thought. I just need to check the chat, make sure I don't have any. All right, it looked like we're still good. I didn't drop off. Glory to the King. But it was a few years ago at the feast, that we're speaking about, the Feast of Tabernacles, to be exact, right? And so I made a mistake. I messed up openly. I messed up in front of everybody. You know what I mean? All of Israel heard about it, right? And it's nothing I'm proud of, and I'm not saying it in a light manner. But what I'm saying is I was devastated, right, when it happened. And I remember, I don't know if I told you the story or not, but I'll say it again. Because I was just meditating on it today and thinking on it. And I could not stop crying thinking about it. But I'm grateful for it now. But, you know, When I messed up, I mean, I couldn't find a rock big enough out there for me to hide, you know. And here comes Elder Rufus. He come walking down the road, you know, and the way I see it now, it's like he walking. And I wish I could demonstrate what it looked like to me and what he looked like to me in my mind and what I heard, opposed to what it was really like, because it was almost like he was walking, stomping, and, you know, moving his arm back and forth like you know, like this madman. And I knew, I was already expecting this huge rebuke, right? I just knew it. I was bracing myself, trying to brace myself, and I just had to accept it. Like, you know what? I messed up terribly. Here, you know, and here he come. All I can hear is him, hey, shake it off. Shake it off. Move on. Shake it off. Let's go. We got to go. Push forward. And I'm like, what? That wasn't what I was expecting, right? But that's what I needed, right? That's what we need, you know, saints? We need to push forward. We need to keep our eyes focused. All right, you know what? I messed up. Yeah, I messed up. But that's not a time to sit there and wallow in the mire, because at that time, the enemy is waiting to attack and to fortify. All of those thoughts and all of that that come along with it, get ready, because the enemy. But I appreciate, you know, what my dear friend did, right? And as I think back on it now, that's what we all need. We need somebody in our lives. We need each other, actually, to push each other forward, not to condemn, not to throw more wood into the fire, you know? No. All right, you messed up? Let's go, man. Let's keep going. Dust yourself off. All right, you got a little bit of a dent in your armor. You got a little rust going on over there. All right, you need to be oiled up. You squeaky, you dry as can be. Man, hey, you're lukewarm, bro. Let's go. Let's get it. That's what we need, right? Forgive yourself, Israel. Hallelujah. Forgive yourself. Move on. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Let me read some more here to you. When we approach the affairs and trials of life can be a source of blessing or become a door through which evil spirits of unforgiveness and bitterness will pour in. We should be praising Yahweh for his sufficient grace. You hear that? We should be praising Yahweh for his sufficient grace. His grace, his mercy, it endures forever, saints. Hallelujah. For the ability he gives to do all things through Christ. And that's what I was saying earlier, how we like to do all things through ourselves. Or, you know what I mean? No. We put too much upon ourselves, right? We got to know. We got to look to the hill for which cometh our help. Our help comes from Yahweh. You hear that? Our help comes from Yahweh. Too often we often join in with the whining and complaining of the multitude who cannot remember any provisions in the past. No one ever told us that this road would be easy. Hallelujah. And we got to remember that. Matter of fact, it even tells us in the Apocrypha that when you come this way, you prepare yourself. Prepare yourself for trials. Prepare yourself for tests. Hallelujah. You're going to be like that gold that's purified in fire. Got to be tried. We all do. But just know that, right? And just know that Yah will not leave us. And that's why I read to you all what I read in the beginning. Let me double back. In Psalms 121 and verse 1, and this is, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help. My help cometh from Yah, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer your foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Yahweh is thy keeper. Yahweh is the shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. Yahweh shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. Yahweh shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and evermore. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father Yah. Glory to the King. And see, these are the things we need to keep our mind on and stay positive. Speak life to the situation and know, hallelujah, who our God is. He sent us a comforter, hallelujah. He didn't leave us comfortless. He didn't leave us out here on our own to figure this out. Glory to the King. He told us to resist the devil and he will flee, right? Well, we got to resist and we got to want help. We got to want to speak life into these things. We have to, you know what I'm saying? Things we have to choose. And I was going to go into a whole spiel about just distractions, but in the world and life, and there's so many of them. There's so much going on around us. You know, I'm hearing some of the stuff that I hear. Some of it is horrific. The lack of love that's going on out in the world, right? You know, I've never experienced love the way I have when I came to Straightway, and it's the truth. I never received that many hugs at once. The first visit that I made Straightway, I received more hugs than I've ever had in my whole entire life, and it was genuine hugs, right? There's so much going on around us, man. It needs to cause us even more so to draw nigh unto Yah. The word even tells us that, how evil will wax worse and worse, and the love of many shall wax cold. So make sure our hearts don't wax cold and worse and worse and become stony. Hallelujah. So keeping our mind on focus on the Father and on, you know, what's going on. Even in Israel, so much going on. And that's why I appreciate this ministry, because so much that goes on to keep us occupied and keep our minds and our hearts in the right place, to keep us encouraged. You know, you just never know. Like, it's so encouraging. I was telling, and just the word yesterday, too, was good, by Teacher Shane, too. And that's the same thing. We need to be, who you going to choose? Who is your Father? You know what I mean? Who you going to be? Who you going to serve? And what voice you going to listen to, right? How you going to operate? How you going to live? What manner of life? Are you going to live after the Father, the God of this world, who blind the minds of the people? Or are you going to live after Yah? Are you going to live in holiness, righteousness, peace? Right? Choose this day who you going to serve. But I was telling Deacon Bell, I was just saying to him how comforting the words are. Hallelujah. It's just so good to hear Blog Talk. It's just so good to hear all of the different broadcasts and everybody speaking just truth. Help to shape our minds, help to shape our hearts and encourage us along the way. We need it. We need every bit of it. Even though so much out there in this world is just, it's really fighting for our attention. We see all the lights, the shining lights and glaring lights all over. It seems like everywhere you go, there's a monitor. You can't even go pump gas, them trying to entertain you in some type of way. Loud music and just these flashy screens and enticing you, advertising you half to death to take you way farther away. It's just so bad, all of the things that the enemy has put in place. Hallelujah. But thanks to the Most High Yah, we give Yah all the praise and honor and the glory. We thank him, hallelujah, for just preserving us in this day and this hour, preserving us and keeping us, protecting us, you know, from all of the traps of the enemy. Glory to the King. And that's another thing that I wanted to, while we're on this, just to bring out, because we should always give thanks to Yah, no matter in what situation that we're in. And I know I mentioned it earlier, but you think about it. When things aren't going right, you know, things aren't going the way you think or the way you would want or you would hope for, you still give thanks. You still give praise. I guarantee you, if you took the time, instead of whining, instead of complaining, if you sit down and you jot down, when you feel like, you know, things are just, you know, you're at your worst or things are not going well for you, you sit there and you think and you take some time. Think about 10 things. I guarantee you can. If you have more than 10 things that you can be thankful for. But we'd rather not do that. You know? We'd rather not give praise to Yah. We'd rather not press through whatever the situation is in order to give him praise and come out victorious on the other side. It's so easy to wallow in the mire. And we're so used to doing that. We got to stop, you know, giving worship to that, giving praise unto that, giving fellowship unto that. Move forward. Become come higher, step up higher in Yah. Put the base foolishness behind us so that we can move to the next level. Hallelujah. All glory to Yah. I pray that it's making any sense at all, thanks to the Most High. But we have so much that we can be thankful for. And it's all about us, though, right? Choosing our minds, our mindsets, and choosing choosing life rather than death. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Let me see. Saints, I'm going to take a break real quick here, do ministry break, and then come back. All right. Glory to the King. That's what I'll do if I can get it up. Hallelujah. But I pray y'all doing well this evening. And like I said, thanks for joining me, Elder Donnie here on the Brother segment. Hallelujah. Well, the title of this show is Contend for the Faith. Hallelujah. It's always a fight. It's always a battle and a war for our souls. Hallelujah. So we can't escape it. We can't get by. It's not going to be an easy thing. Hallelujah. It's not going to be an easy journey. But we're keeping in mind what we're doing. We're headed to the kingdom, right? That's our ultimate goal, to make it to the kingdom. We need to keep that in our minds. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Glory to the King. Let me go ahead and play this ministry break, mailing address info, and I'll be right back, y'all. Hallelujah.
Shalom. This is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the live stream that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 544 West Main Street, number 241, Gallatin, Tennessee, 37066. Gallatin is spelled G-A-L-L-A-T-I-N. Again, our mailing address is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 544 West Main Street, number 241, Gallatin, Tennessee, 37066. If you would like to send a personal note to Pastor Charles Dowell, just add the letters C/O in front of the word straightway, and your letter will go directly to him. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1. Area code 615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do everything we can to return your message. And if you would like to know more about our healing, deliverance, and truth ministry, keep up to date on events, or find a home fellowship closest to you, please visit our website at straightway.com. That's spelled straightway.com. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straight Way Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom. Thanks to the Most High, Yah. The King is coming. Glory to the King. Elder Donnie here again. Hallelujah. On this edition of the Brothers segment, glory to the King. And this is all brought to you by Straightway Truth Ministries. Hallelujah. Brought to you by way of Blog Talk Radio. Glory to the King. We thank y'all for this avenue, this platform, to be able to come here and share and, you know, join together in fellowship. Hallelujah. And all to worship the King, ultimately. Hallelujah. To encourage one another, edify one another, and to comfort. Hallelujah. one another. Glory to the King. So, since moving on, as I was talking about, you know, earlier, you know, keeping in mind the season that we're in, where we're approaching, making sure that we are doing a deep cleaning, making sure that we are anticipating from Yah to increase us in different areas to be set free, and then also to forgive ourselves, right? Understanding and know that we're not perfect, right? But we're perfect in we're perfect in the state that we're in. I should say that, right? We're moving on to perfection. Glory to the King. And it's a constant struggle. It's a constant battle. But the idea is to stay encouraged through it all. Hallelujah. And know that, you know, same things that we're dealing with each other, that our brothers and sisters are dealing with them. Hallelujah. And that we have a lot, to believe it or not, we have more support and strength and power than we even know. Hallelujah. So Yah has blessed us. He didn't, as I said earlier, he didn't leave us comfortless. So we have tools and things to get through on this journey. Hallelujah. We got to choose. We got to act. We got to do. Hallelujah. So glory to the King. As I'm moving on, I'm not going to be too much more longer before you. I think you guys get the gist of it all. But as I go to, you know, close it all out, I'll just read a few more scriptures to you guys. Just me personally, I do like to read scriptures. I like to hear the word myself. There's nothing else like it. You know, and I know we don't probably hear it all in its entirety or the actual language in which it was written, you know, but the version that we have and the access is beautiful. It's so much, it's helped so much, helped us out so much thus far that I don't know, I just can't get away from it. You know what I mean? So it's just good to actually hear the word. I like to read it as it is written on these pages. And so we give you all the praise and the glory for it. Hallelujah, because his words are comforting. His words are life. His words are strength. And the words of Yah that were inspired by the men of Yah, they hold a lot of weight. So we're going to read here 1 Peter 5:7. It says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the Yah of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Singing then, this is Hebrews 4:14. I'm going to read all the way to 16. And it says, singing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of Yah, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Verse 16 says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Switching over here to Sirach 39. Starting at verse 12, and it says, yet have I more to say, which I have thought upon. For I am filled as the moon at the full. Hearken unto me, you holy children, and bud forth as a rose growing by the brook of the field, and give you a sweet savor as frankincense and flourish as a lily. Send forth a smell and sing a song of praise. Bless Yahweh in all his works. Magnify his name and show forth his praise with the songs of your lips and with harps. And in praising him, you shall say after this manner, all the works of Yahweh are exceeding good, and whatever he commanded shall be accomplished in due season. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Israel, please stand strong, Israel, hallelujah. For you are Yah's remnant, hallelujah, Yah's chosen in this hour. Glory to the King, glory to the King. We will reap if we faint not, hallelujah. I want y'all to be encouraged, saints of the Most High, Yah. Elder Donnie here, signing off another blog talk. I know it was, you know, a little short, but it's just wanted to encourage you all to really continue on in this thing, not to be so hard on yourselves, but take some time out and realize and enjoy. Yeah, think about the kingdom. Think about how, you know, it will be in the kingdom. Hallelujah. Well, it won't be all of this sorrow. It won't be all of this going on that we see, this hatred. And I mean, it's not going to be all of this, right? So we give y'all all the glory, and we thank him, hallelujah, for choosing us. We thank him for what he's doing in this hour of regeneration, in this restoration of his people. Glory to the King, and know that he is our Yah. Know that he is our shield. Know that he is our buckler. Know that he is our high tower. Hallelujah. We should make a habit, you know, when we go to bed, before we go to bed, that we're giving thanks to him, praising him, thanking him for all things. When we wake up, you know, even in the night watch, you know, we get up, praise him, give thanks unto him. And yeah, and if he allows us to see another day, make sure that we take on the day in his charge, you know, in his strength, asking him, Father, I need you. I need you to strengthen me. Command the morning, right? The enemy of our soul, returning curses. Hallelujah. Brother asked me the other day, you know, he said, what do I do when it feels like I'm getting my ass kicked by the enemy? I said, well, you keep fighting. Just keep fighting. But now you call in for reinforcement, right? You call out, you use all the tools that you have, all the stops. You don't let go. Realizing that they that with us are more than they that be with them. Hallelujah. And don't forget to apply the blood of Jesus while you're at it. Hallelujah. So, yeah, thanks to the Most High, Yah. It's a privilege and an honor even to be here to speak before you. Pray for one another because we definitely need it in this time. Pray for our shepherds, his family, Pastor Corey. Pray for their families. Pray for, you know, that the Father continue to open their eyes of understanding. Give them the wisdom to help us to open up our eyes of understanding, and that their faith does not fail them, right? And that he gives them the utterance to continue to preach and teach his words of truth unto his people. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. And so, you know, a phone call, or a text message, or a Marco Polo video, how impactful that could be to a saint. You just never know what a saint is going through. And more importantly, prayer. Just send up some prayers for them. Hallelujah. It means a lot. So thanks to the Most High, Yah. I'm going to leave you with that, and I'm going to go. And it's been a privilege. It's been an honor. And I thank you all for joining me here this evening. And encourage one another. Hallelujah. And all glory to the King. So bless you all, saints. And until next time, all right? Shalom, shalom.